Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
John Hanke is an independent documentary filmmaker. He teaches how history really unfolded and exposes conspiracies you didn't know existed. His films cover a wide array of topics, including the JFK assassination, the Rothschilds, October 7th, and Trump's failed assassination attempt. Put on your headphones, grab your tinfoil hat, and get ready to learn how the world really operates with John Hanke.
The guy who supposedly shot Trump, there is video. And I found this in the Washington Post. The Washington Post was writing about how there was a ninth shot. And they found a video where you could hear the ninth shot. And they posted the video, except when you watch that video, it was shot by a guy who was standing. He wasn't at the rally. He was right next to the building that Crooks, the alleged shooter, was on. And his camera is sort of flailing all over the place. But you hear every single shot. And you hear the first shot. And the moment that you hear the first shot, you have a picture of Crooks. And the videos and the stills of Crooks' dead body. He's 5 feet down from the peak of the roof. Well, this is a peaked roof. And you can't be on this side of the peaked roof and be shooting down onto this side of the peaked roof if you're down here. And he's 5 feet down here, and you see him, and he's there, 5 feet down, and he's not holding a rifle. And you have to go to the top of the peak. You have to stick your head over, and you have to stick your rifle completely over. And the reason that the Secret Service snipers didn't kill him while he was getting off 8 shots is because he wasn't there. And if he wasn't there, he wasn't getting off 8 shots. And it isn't just these two Secret Service snipers. There were radio calls. We have police radio calls saying there's a guy on the roof. There's a guy in white shorts on the roof. And you have video of 9 different cops walking around on the grass below the building, looking up at the roof of the building. And if he had stuck his head over the roof of that building, 10 cops would have shot him. And no cops shot him because he wasn't there. He was 5 feet down. And Chuck Grassley, the senator, took a picture that was of the sniper's nest. I don't know what the hell the sniper's nest was doing still there, but it's a sniper's rifle set the 3 feet back from the window, covered with a net so that nobody could see it who was getting shot at. It's all as plain as day. Well, and last thing, the Guardian, no, it's the Independent. And if you... Well, this is just a taste, so we'll do this in more detail. But the Independent published, Trump appeared in public, and he pointed to his ear, and he said, I'm a fast healer. And he posed for the camera. There's not a scratch. There isn't a red mark. The day before, his private doctor, Ronnie Johnson, is that his name? Jackson. Ronnie Jackson, Trump's private White House doctor, says that he saw it and it was a 3/4 inch wound, 14 millimeters. He says that's 3/4 inch wound, and that there were parts of the flesh that were carved out, showing the path of a bullet, and there was a hole that had been made by a bullet in the top of his ear. Well, he didn't get shot. And if you feel like accusing somebody of stealing an election, understand that you're accusing people. There's two elements to it. One is that the blood was really well done, right? The staging of the blood was really well done, except that, and you see it in the video. I have the body camera of the guy, the cops who went on the roof and discovered that the shooter was dead. That was 3 minutes after Trump got to his feet. So 3 minutes before the shooter was declared dead, they let Trump stand up and grandstand. But the blood part of that was really, really well done, one. Two, if the guy didn't have a scratch on his ear 12 days after he had a 3/4-inch wound, and Ronnie Jackson says, oh, with massive swelling and, you know, terrible redness. And the next day you see that there's nothing there. Well, if the whole thing was fake, which it obviously was, that means that Corey Compensatore and Thomas Crooks were murdered. This is a murder. It's not just a faked Trump, a faking. Yes, it was a faked assassination attempt to try to win him sympathy and show what a brave lion he was, standing up saying, fight, fight, fight. I got news for you. Let somebody shoot at you and have it miss by a fraction of an inch and see whether you get up off the ground going, fight, fight, fight. I got news for you. You're going to crawl out of that place on your elbows and knees anyway.
Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.